Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You know when you make a chart and some things don't fit any category? That may be 1 Chronicles 27, verses 25 to 34. This is the column marked Other. It includes all sorts of responsible people from, quote, Obil the Ishmaelite over the camels, and Jehediah the Meronothite over the donkeys, verse 30, all the way to Ahithophel the king's counselor, and Hushai the king's companion, verse 33. Asmaveth was over the king's treasuries, and Ezri was over those tilling the ground, verses 25 to 26. From diamonds to dirt. Was it true of these earthly servants what John Newton said of heaven's servants? Quote, if two angels were to receive at the same moment a commission from God, one to go down and rule earth's grandest empire, the other to go and sweep the streets of its meanest village, it would be a matter of entire indifference to each which service fell to his lot. For the joy of the angels lies only in obedience to God's will, and with equal joy they would lift a Lazarus in his rags to Abraham's bosom, or be a chariot of fire to carry an Elijah home. End quote. Oh, to have such a spirit! If it's donkeys or dirt, what does it matter? It's for the king. I recall my father pointing out that, quote, Baal-Hanan the Gederite was over the olive trees, and Joash was over the store of oil, verse 28. Were these jobs of little consequence? They seemed to be. President and vice president of olive oil production and warehousing. But what would happen if they let the inventory dry up? Jerusalem would go dark. The temple couldn't function without the menorah. The food offerings would have to stop. There would be no anointing of prophets, priests, or kings. No oil for cooking, for heat, for medicine. Yes, every job for the king is essential, Christian. Keep at it and do it for him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.